The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
この番組はジャパントップ10ナンバーワンの J-POP ポッドキャストです。このエピソードは今月のアーティスト特集です。 You're listening to Japan Top 10 The number one Japanese music podcast. You're listening to an artist of the month episode on Japan Top
10. Hi, I'm Brinson.
And I'm Fred.
And welcome to another episode of Japan Top 10. This time we've got an Artist of the Month episode featuring Mao Abe. Are you much of a fan of Mao Abe, Fred?
You know, I hadn't heard of them before doing some research for this episode, but that's the great part of being part of the Japan Top 10 podcast. I get to learn about so many new bands. What about you, Brinton?
Yeah, I've only heard like maybe two of her songs, but I can't say I'm a big fan. Maybe a medium to small fan.
I think I'm a big fan now. When I was first looking at Mao Abe, I thought it was going to be like kind of a singer-songwriter vibe, lots of acoustic guitar pictures, but I was pleasantly surprised that there's a lot of variety of song type and instrumentation.
Yeah, definitely. I think my introduction to Mao Abe would have been back in the late 2000s to 2010s. And I'm really surprised to see that she's still going even now.
Right, yeah. I found it pretty easy to listen to. Like, a lot of songs I would classify as rock or close to rock.
Yeah, for me, I always kind of categorized her as a sort of like predominantly rock-ish sort of person. But yeah, there are a lot of songs in here that have kind of like taken me by surprise.
Mm-hmm.
With that aside, I'm very excited to talk about Mao Abe, and I hope you, the listener, are also excited. So with that, let's go into a quick introduction on who Mao Abe is. So Mao Abe is a long-standing singer-songwriter born in Oita, Japan. She started her musical path at a very young age, beginning with piano at the age of 3, and it wasn't until junior high school that she realized that she would prefer a career as a singer-songwriter and grew more fond of doing acoustic guitar instead.
Abe always seemed to have an abundance of emotions growing up, which she channeled into music. She was very happy to see progress with guitar while she was learning, eventually to the point where she could make it sound beautiful. Her emotions are also heavily present in her lyrics and songs, where both the listeners and herself experience a wide range of good and bad emotions.
Her success began before she even released her first album. As a high schooler, she often busked and auditioned for many music opportunities. In the middle of 2006, she entered the Yamaha Teens Music Festival Oita Regional Contest and took the grand prize. She was recommended by a local music store manager and performed her song, My Baby. Following this, she went to their countrywide competition and took home an honorable mention.
Her first album, titled Free, released in early 2009 under Pony Canyon record label. Its title track, the same name, reached number one on Billboard Japan Top 100.
Abe's musical inclination has continued strong over the years. It's already been over a decade since her official debut, almost closer to two decades now, and she continues to find new inspirations. For her 2020 album, Mareyakemas, Abe recorded in one go rather than separately recording the guitar parts. This gives the songs a bit more of a raw and natural feel to them. This decision was in part an idea that drew from her many touring experiences that happened between this album and the one preceding it, titled You.
Abe uses English in many of her songs, and she does not use it sparingly. The English lyrics often give her songs a more energized feeling and offer a new medium to express her thoughts and emotions. They are especially used frequently on her latest album titled Not Unusual, which was released a little over a year ago, and we'll be featuring quite a few songs from that album on this episode. So when I was listening to Mao Abe, I thought they were a really, really tight band. Like, the instrumentation was really good. They seemed like a cohesive group, and they really love a breakdown too. That's the other thing I noticed. Lots of breakdowns coming up on today's episode.
Ooh, I haven't really thought about the breakdown side of Mao Abe's music. You're going to have to, I guess, point out which,
absolutely,
I guess,
yeah.
like some amazing breakdowns.
Great. Well, should we get into it?
Yes, we shall. we do have an announcement. Are you an indie band or artist that makes Japanese music and are looking to be featured on our podcast? Reach out to our music director, Nola, by sending her an email at nola@jtop10.jp. That's nola@jtop10.jp. We may feature you in a future episode. See our website at jtop10.jp for more information. And with that, let's go back to the rest of the episode. At number 4, we have Never Fear, which was released on the 11th of January, 2023. That was Never Fear. Never Fear was also co-arranged by Kenichiro Wada.
The official music video is a simple animation of some cartoon animals, a bunny, cat, wolf, and flower, by Kazuki Oekaki.
This is the ending theme song for the anime, apparently, Disillusioned Adventurers Will Save the World. This anime aired from the 10th of January to the 28th of March, 2023. Crunchyroll has licensed the anime under the title Ningen Hushin, Adventurers Who Don't Believe in Humanity Will Save the World.
Definitely sounds like an anime title, not one I've heard of, but I feel like there's many that share that title format, so maybe I have heard the name.
I can never really get behind the idea of like novels and anime shows with titles that feel like BuzzFeed clickbait articles.
Right. Or it's like a thesis essay article title. But there's definitely something for everyone, for sure.
Yeah. Someone should tell them that, the abstract is not the title.
Right, yeah. You can have a one-word title. It's okay. And haven't seen that anime either?
Unfortunately, no. I'm quite time poor. So, yeah, anime has kind of become this very, I guess, mystical sort of idea to me. I have seen quite a few anime back then in the form of, like, Chainsaw Man and Oshinoko and Spy Family Season 2, etc., but not this.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Sure. That's fair, yes. I'm falling further and further behind every season with the new stuff coming out. But I did enjoy the animation they had for this music video. I feel like maybe even if they're not a pop punk band, animations like this are like staples of punk bands. So I feel like they're an honorary one, you know, having something like this.
Yeah, I guess. Have you had a chance to look into the lyrics of the song?
No, I didn't.
It's all good. It's really just about, you know, setting out on an adventure together. Yeah, it's interesting that the music video doesn't really say a lot about the theme, but it does sort of like convey the same sorts of whimsy as the sound.
Right, yeah. It was definitely fun. The style's kind of cute, and they were like fighting towards the last third of the video. I appreciate stuff like this. Again, it's like, you know, they could have had another factory music video or like just a live recording of them playing their instruments, but they said, no, let's do an animation of a bunny.
Yeah. I mean, the flower is really like the main character, right?
The shonen protagonist.
Yeah.
And it was a good song too, kind of maybe one of their more dancey tracks. The guitar, I think there's a wah-wah pedal going on with the guitar, some nice filter. And I also noticed when listening to this one that they're starting to use a lot of horns. The horns were kind of echoing the main vocal melodies. And it's nice, you know, brass really can fill out a song, I think, and make it sound like more rich or something like that.
Yeah, like it adds a sort of like brightness to the song, doesn't it?
Exactly, yeah. And before we move on, we have another announcement. We are currently looking for a new on-air host to volunteer and join our podcast. If you are interested, please have a look at our website at jtop10.jp/join for the full details on how to apply. If you love Japanese music culture, then this is really a great opportunity for you. Next, we have Kawaritai Uta, Want to Change Song, released October 24th, 2018.
Come
That again was Kawaritai Uta, Want to Change Song.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Back in 2019, Abe hosted a live playing tour for her 10th anniversary. During an interview with Ongaku Tohito Music and People, Abe reflected on her nerves and difficulties she had during this tour.
Since it was her 10th anniversary, Abe felt that it had to be a pretty perfect tour and had hoped to make it exciting and worthwhile for her fans. For reasons such as this, the tour started off pretty stiff, and the sound was totally changed because of this fearful feeling that she might fail. She performed at Nippon Budokan and Kobe World Memorial Hall in late January of that year.
And of course, I'm going to mention that it's another fun music video. We've got lots of good ones. This one maybe was my favorite music video of today's songs. Kind of like a Power Rangers theme going on.
Yep, you and me both. It's one of the most elaborate and spectacular music videos. Mm-hmm. Definitely, you know, you've captured it perfectly well with the tokusatsu superhero. Like, it really dialed up the creativity to 11.
Yeah, they must have got a budget or something because there were some really good explosions.
Yeah, with this song in particular, according to Abe, the song aimed to express a desire to always change and live more like oneself. And yeah, I mean, the title of the song kind of says exactly that. Yeah, the lyrics of the song as a whole are all about growing and living to one's own ideals.
But is this one not an anime opening? That's interesting. The music video is almost like it's an anime adventure in itself.
I guess not all of them can be anime openings. I was disappointed that this one wasn't. Like, it was so fun to watch. Maybe it itself is an anime opening theme.
It's contained in just the song and the video. And this would, again, I would say it's like heavier. Now, Mao Abe doesn't really get all that heavy, to be honest, but this is one of the more heavy-leaning songs. It's got some fast drums and of course, there's an acoustic breakdown, which I feel like there is in every one of the songs on today's list.
Yeah, that's right. I think this song in particular was like the most striking to me, both visually and like audibly. Before we carry on with the episode, we have an announcement. Want to advertise on our podcast? Market your brand onto one of the world's most popular Japanese cultural-based podcasts. Reach up to potentially 70,000 listeners around the world on a weekly basis with advertising costs that will fit your company's budget. Find the full details at jtop10.jp. So, continuing things along, at number two, we have I Never Knew, which was released on the 15th of February 2023.
Welcome.
That was I Never Knew. In March 2023, Abe announced independence from her agency until later in July of the same year when she established a private label called Kagayaki Records.
Kagayaki Records is in partnership with Pony Canyon Irori Records. Wow, really great to see her establishing a private label and getting some freedom.
Yeah, I mean, it must be no, like, small thing. Like, that's, it's pretty big going indie, especially so late. I'm not sure how established she is in her career to do that, but yeah.
Nice to see them branch off and, like, hopefully as a label they can support, like, more up-and-coming artists, that kind of thing.
Yeah, or it could really be a single-purpose record, which, you know, it's totally fine. Mm. That's what being indie is all about.
For sure, for sure. And this, again, the music video is kind of what I think of when I think of music videos. It's pretty much just them playing in a studio. So I kind of enjoy that. Like, I like live music. I like watching musicians play. So it's fun to see this in contrast to some of the other music videos, you know, the animated ones and the Power Rangers one we had before.
Yeah, definitely. I think the song and the lyrics and also the music video, like, together give this sort of sense of, like, intimacy, especially as this song is basically a love song. And yeah, like, it really lends well to that sort of idea.
Mm-hmm. Intimacy is a good word. Get to watch the group dynamic a little bit. And again, the horns are coming in. They're punctuating the phrases. They're more present. I wonder if that developed, like, over her career. Maybe I'll have to go back and listen to, like, when the horns first started and when they started to become, like, more of a main part of the music.
Yep, I definitely didn't notice the horns.
There's, like,
I should really be paying attention.
There's, like, three things I notice, and they're the music video, the guitar, and the horns. great. Well, we have one announcement for you. Want to hear up to 3 times the amount of songs on this episode? Join our Patreon club at jtop10.jp/club, starting at just $1 a month, and support our podcast along with getting more music and insights to Japanese music culture.
For our next episode, if you love Naruto, then you'll definitely love our next episode featuring all the best songs from Naruto. Shana and Connor will datebayo with you in a little over a week from now.
And we have one last song for you, Free, released December 2008. That Again was Free from December 2008. This is what many would call Mao Abe's debut song. It landed her the number one spot on the Billboard Japan Hot 100 chart for combined physical sales and airplay time.
It was also featured as the CDTV January 2009 theme song, although it wasn't ranked in the top 100 in the Music Countdown show. It was also featured as Mashup Musico's ending theme song for January, as well as the commercial for Glico Pocky on the music video channel Space Shower.
Its music video was shot on November 2nd, 2008, before dawn, at the port of Kobe, under the direction of Masaki Okita. The music video reflects Abe's youth at the time of her debut. Check it out. This is interesting to me that this would be described as the debut song, as I don't think it had the same number of views as the one we mentioned earlier with more than 9 million.
Yeah, definitely. I think, was YouTube really that big at the time? Like, it really only started picking up in 2006, thereabouts.
Interesting point, so yeah.
I'm sure.
It was before the wave, maybe.
Yeah, that's right.
And the music video does have them playing, on rooftops in a city. It's kind of, got that Beatles vibe. Another great place to have a band play. I feel like it fits the mood.
Yeah, definitely. And I think another aspect of the music video I noticed was just how much light painting there was. I think that's what it's called.
You're right, yes. The didn't Picasso do that or something back in the day?
That's right.
I kind of glossed over the light painting, but now that you mention it, I do recall that it was in there.
But that aside, it is interesting that you mentioned playing on a rooftop, because I think I've only really just noticed now that the lyrics of the song kind of paired nicely with, I guess, the setting of the music video being the song is about, I guess, living in the moment and being free. And so, yeah, how else can you express freedom than being out in the open on the rooftop?
Right. There's a freedom to being that high up, I guess. So definitely, even if it doesn't have as many plays as some other songs, I think it is a good introduction. It's kind of a snapshot of what kind of band this is. Very rock and roll vibes, I'd say, again. And a really good solo. I mean, I feel like all of these songs have really good solos, but they were kind of starting strong in their early days.
Yeah, this song alongside Believe in Yourself was, they were both my introduction to Mao Abe. And I hope people at the time also had that same feeling I had, in that those two songs would definitely sound like something out of an anime.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, with this song being a chart topper, it's I'm sure there'll be plenty of people who must have thought the same thing.
Absolutely. Maybe that's why they had so many theme songs moving forward.
Yeah, definitely. All right, well, that is all of the songs we have for you for today. It's been really nice hosting with you, Fred. I think, it's been really nice, I guess, knowing more from a musician's perspective of what makes a song such as Mao Abe's so enjoyable.
It's always nice to be on this side of the microphone. It's great to host with you, Brinton, and I hope that our listeners enjoyed Mao Abe and some of these great tunes.
Yes, and do check out all of the music videos if you can. They are definitely fun.
And again, stay tuned for our next episode, the Naruto special.
Yes, until then, I'm Brinton.
And I'm Fred.
And we're signing off.
Thanks for listening.
See you next time. Japan.